T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That is an anthem that is playing all over South Florida all weekend long as we celebrate the Miami Heat moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals at the expense of James Harden and Joel Embiid and the rest of the Philadelphia 76ers. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And we've had some fun this afternoon. And hearing Pepas makes me think one more time of Solana TV. If you have not yet seen it, Alejandro Solana on Twitter or Instagram. On Instagram, it's Alex M. Solana. Is that the same handle for Twitter, Solana?
It is.
Alex M. Solana. The latest episode of Solana TV. We talked about this earlier. He, I'm telling you, is killing it when it comes to this Solana TV. But you will see something regarding the Heat and Pepas on today's episode of Solana TV. It's the best episode yet. I said earlier, Bally Sports Florida and Bally Sports Sun, they should stop playing the fishing shows and the hiking shows during the day that no one's watching and replace it with Solana TV on a loop. They'd have the highest ratings of any television network in the history of the world. You're missing out if you're not watching Solana TV.
I love fishing, but I'd rather watch Solana TV. I'm with you.
I'm telling you, this episode is just phenomenal.
I got content, bro. Come on, Bally. I got content, bro.
Content. Bally, you need content. He's got the content.
He's got the guts and the content.
He's got guts. He's got content. I can't wait for the next episode of Solana TV. I don't know how each one is subsequently better than the next, but it is. He's killing it on Solana TV.
You know what? Let's bring this together. We were just talking about fishing. We need a Solana TV fishing trip.
Solana TV, have you thought about going on a fishing trip?
If Crowder's paying, Solana TV will be there.
You know what? If you're getting on Bally's, I might want to be an investor.
That's the Solana TV motto. If Crowder's paying, I'm in.
We'll set it up. Mahi season's about to start.
Let's get headlines here with the proprietor of Solana TV. He's the proprietor. He's the star. He is the editor. I mean, you play every role. Who was your cameraman on today's episode?
Today was Daniel Day from the Midday Show.
Playing the role of cameraman.
I think Jimmy's better, to be honest. I like Jimmy better.
Jimmy's great. I'm hoping Jimmy gets a spinoff on Solana TV. Maybe a gambling show. One of those tout shows, you know, where he screams at you and tells you he's got the lock of the century. Be great. Anyway, let's get headlines.
I love those
here.
Saturday morning shows, man.
Imagine now it's Jimmy shows. With a cigarette and a screwdriver.
Listen, I'm going to make 10,000 into 20,000, 20,000 into 40,000, 40,000 into 80,000 overnight.
Do you know how many screwdrivers you can buy with $80,000? I'll tell you, because I figured it out. I did the math.
I'd never take their advice, but I love listening to them.
That'll be great. All right, anyway, let's get headlines here. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Headlines. As somebody says here via text, it's better than Chive TV. It is. You go into any restaurant or bar, they're playing Chive TV. Solana TV is better. Can you get a couple of ladies in bikinis, Solana?
I'll see Jimmy. You got any connects on that front? That's big competition there. I mean, for somebody to tell me it's better than Chive TV, that is humbling.
You deserve it.
That
you
is humbling.
100%.
Man, I'm a big Chive guy.
I know. Yeah. Chive is great. They play it at Twin Peaks when we're out there. Oh, Chive TV
no
is
matter.
Great.
The Super Bowl could be on. You're going to catch yourself looking at Chive TV.
Yep. It's like going down a wormhole, right? You just kind of fall into it, and it's like you can't stop watching. all right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks tonight, 7:30 p.m. We're hyped up about it. Panthers, they can close out the Caps in the nation's capital. Again, 7:30 p.m. puck drop. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM pregame show with Doug Plagans. Begins at 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 tonight. Doug Plagans is in the nation's capital, and he will bring you the game. If they don't win tonight, there will be a Game 7 Sunday, FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. But let's hope we don't even need to worry about that. Let's hope the Panthers can get the dub tonight in Washington and then worry about the winner of Toronto and Tampa.
We're worried about another Game 6 tonight. It's taking place in Milwaukee. Bucks host the Celtics. Bucks won Game 5 on the road, so they can close out the Celtics tonight at home. That game will tip off at 7:30 p.m. At 10, Warriors-Grizzlies. That's in San Francisco. Game 6 as well. Warriors can close out the Grizz tonight in Game 6.
Hey, do I have Bill Ryder coming next?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to ask him, but who would y'all rather play?
I think I would – who would I – man. I was immediately going to say Boston because I don't want to play Giannis, but then I start to think about it, and I'm like, do I really want to play Boston? Boston's damn good.
They are.
I don't want – I mean, I love the matchup with Giannis because Giannis to me is a more magnetic personality than anyone on the Boston team. And I enjoy that. Like, I enjoyed the series with Joel Embiid because I like his personality. But I would probably choose Boston. I just don't like going up against Giannis.
And we know Boston has a defensive player of the year. We know Jaylen Brown's good, Jason Tatum. I don't want to play arguably the best basketball player in the world again. I remember what happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, he puts his team on his shoulders, and, you know, it seems like – I mean, he takes two steps from half court, and he's underneath the basket.
I was just going to say it. There's a video out right now. He took one dribble from half court and dunked.
Yeah, it's
in
crazy.
This series. Yeah, man, he's just –
that's
don't,
a travel.
Yeah, I don't want to
– that's a travel. I haven't seen the video. That's a travel.
No, bro, go look
at
it.
He's got long stride. He got very long stride.
It's all over Twitter because he took one dribble. Think about it, Solana. If he's on the half court line, he takes one big step and dribbles at the same time.
Right.
He lands at the 3-point line. He gathers himself with three steps from the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
He could run into the back of the goal. He's so long.
I will tell you that every time he drives into the paint, it feels like a travel, but then you see it on replay and it really isn't.
Travel. I just saw the video. Travel.
It's
wasn't
not
called
a travel.
NBA doesn't call travel, Crowder. But that's a travel. One dribble from half court is a travel, unfortunately.
Dribble, gather. You have three steps after your dribble.
Two steps.
You have three.
In the NBA, it's
dribble?
Two steps.
Oh, Solana. Look at the play you're looking at. Somebody would have called that by now. He does it every damn game for years now. He's an MVP doing this.
Travel. By the way, I'm with you guys. I'd rather play the Celtics. That's the way I'm feeling now. But what Boston would need to do to come out of this series, if they were able to pull that off, right, win Game 6 on the road and then do it again on top in Boston in Game 7, you might feel a different way if they were able to do that, win two straight with their backs against the walls.
That's true.
Tomorrow, Inter Miami, they play DC United, 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale. The Dolphins' schedule was released last night. They open up their season September 11th. It's Tua hosting Mac Jones, Dolphins Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium.
That's right. We've got the better quarterback there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask, how many teams are there in the NFL? 30?
32.
If you asked 32 fan bases, would you rather have Mac Jones or Tua Tagovailoa as your starting quarterback? 31, possibly 32, but 31 fan bases for sure are going to tell you Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah.
That's the lore of New England and Bill Belichick. They always get it right. And I don't see it. I believe if you asked all 32 fan bases, the majority of all the fan bases, except for Miami, and I think there would be plenty of votes for Mac Jones in Miami. But I think if you asked all 32 fan bases, 31 for sure would tell you Mac Jones.
I'm with you 100%, but that's on Tua and honestly McDaniel to change the damn narrative on Tua.
No doubt.
Because now think about the offensive narrative on Tua. Everybody's looking at one underthrown ball from to Tyreek Hill. Like, that's the Tua thing. The media covers Tua so terribly, and the nation picks up on it. So I think that's Tua's job. Go out there and ball out. Go to a Pro Bowl and see if old Mac, because I don't think Mac Jones can make it to a Pro Bowl. Now, he's not that talented.
Somebody texts in, the Heat would turn Milwaukee into ground beef.
I just remember about a year ago playing the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs, and it scares me.
Yeah, but that was a different Heat team. I mean, they were kind of
ground beef
last year as well.
our friend Wilson just made a Photoshop of Jimmy. He's wearing a four-leaf clover jacket. He's drinking a screwdriver. He's got a cigarette in his hand. I mean, this is a guy that you take gambling advice from.
Oh, that's awesome. You're... Damn screwdriver.
We got to head out to the AT&T Byron Nelson PGA event. It's at the TPC Craig Ranch in Texas, sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. No change atop the leaderboard right now. It's Ryan Palmer, the American, and the Englishman, David Skims. Palmer, today his second round, he finished at 10 under. Skins finished at 9 under today. They're both at 15 under atop the leaderboard. That leaderboard update brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather. From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7 866-954-MORE. It's still a gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida. Enjoy your weekend. That's your weather.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend. Hope the Miami Heat enjoy their weekend. Take a weekend off. Worry about Tuesday night, and we'll see who it's going to be.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Drown me in the rain from the land of milk and honey.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on a Friday, and the final segment, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I'm be sitting down tonight on the couch, watch a little Panthers hockey, drink a Funky Buddha, eat some gluten-free pizza. Have the time of my life.
Leave the old gluten-free pizza out of it. I'm God.
I'll tell you what. If we weren't so busy today with the Heat and the Panthers and the Dolphins schedule and celebrating Falero's birthday and having Jimmy Menthols make picks, if we weren't so busy, we'd have celebrated National Crouton Day the way that it deserves to be celebrated. And it's tough for me being gluten-free to celebrate National Crouton Day, but I would never let it pass without at least mentioning it.
Nobody eats croutons, Hulk.
Do you know who's celebrating a birthday today? There's a lot of celebrity birthdays, but there's someone that has a very special place in the heart of this show.
Did I see Jax?
Oh, I don't know. Is it Jason Jackson? He's not on my celebrity birthday list.
I saw Jax on Instagram, so I think it's Jax's birthday.
Well, I was referring to Pusha T.
Oh, Pusha.
Pushat is celebrating his 45th birthday. Happy birthday to him. Darius Rucker is 56 today. Very big Miami Dolphins fan.
Yep, met him.
Dennis Rodman is 61. If we weren't so busy, we'd have told Dennis Rodman stories for 4 hours. Everyone in South Florida has one.
He looks 94.
Stephen Colbert, 58 today. Mike Bibby, former Miami Heat legend. Mike Bibby is 44 years old today.
Body of a 20-year-old.
I know, right? That guy is cut. I just want to get to the Panthers game tonight. That's all I'm worried about. I just want to watch some Panthers hockey. Want them to close it out tonight. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors as we wrap things up here. Today's Friday the 13th, by the way. But the reason I tell you it's the 13th is because hurricane season begins on June 1st. You know, you got to figure out, is your home prepared? This is the time where you make a call to BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Get some info about having PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. It'll be one of the best decisions you've ever made. I'm telling you from experience, it's a game changer during hurricane season when you know your home is protected. So you make that call to BNT. When they're installed, those PGT custom windows and doors are a game changer. I'm not kidding you. I have them in my home. And then the moment the PGT custom windows and doors were installed, and then you go through the inspection from the city, they make sure everything is okay. After all that was done, called my homeowner's insurance. The homeowner's insurance premium went down. And that'll probably happen for you too. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. My friends Brett and Tom at BNT will take great care of you. Call 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. What a great Friday show. What a great Heat game last night. And I'm hoping we're saying the same thing about the Panthers game tomorrow. But if we're not, if they don't win tonight, then we'll steal ourselves for a game 7 in Sunrise. So
there we go.
Either way, two more chances for the Panthers to close out the series against the Capitals. Everybody, have a great and safe Friday night. Go Marlins. Go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
Solana TV is the GOAT.
Solana TV.
Grand beef.
Take care, brush your hair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.